You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Nicole. How are you going today?
I'm good, thanks, Kelly. How are you?
Good. What's happening in Australia?
A bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
firstly, do you remember talking about the citizenship of MPs a while ago?
I do, the dual citizenship of Barnaby Joyce, isn't it? Your Deputy Prime Minister.
Yes, our Kiwi.
Your Kiwi. Every country needs a bit of Kiwi.
this afternoon, I think in about 4 hours, we're going to find out the fate of those MPs, whether they'll have to call by-elections or whether some more will resign or whether they get to stay in Parliament.
Wow. So if there's 7 of these MPs, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. There's members from the Greens and then, of course, the Liberal Party, our Deputy Prime Minister, Nationals leader Fiona Nash, and South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon. So a bunch of big names.
But they're not all part Kiwi, are they? This is kind of a range of different nationalities that are...
Yes, that's right. There's Brits. I think there was one that was India. He didn't know that he had a citizenship from there. Canadian as well. So yeah.
Oh, well, hopefully it all is okay.
The High Court have said they're not going to rush their decision. They've taken a while on this. They really want to make sure this section of the Constitution, which is quite ambiguous, is finally cleared up.
Yes. And will that be announced today, or is this just sort of beginning today, the trial, I suppose?
Oh, yeah, they'll be handing down the decision today, I think at about 2 o'clock our time. So.
Oh, exciting.
Good to watch.
Yeah, that is. Oh, we'll keep an eye out for that, because I guess in a way is sort of effective of us. So. Sorry about that. So Employment Minister Michaela Cash is in Labor's crosshairs after she admitted one of her staffers gave advance notice to journalists about a police raid.
Yes, so I guess to sort of go back to understanding the context of the story, the opposition leader, Bill Shorten from the Labor Party, used to be the head of the AWU, which is the Australian Workers Union.
Right.
And basically in the financial year ending 2006, when he was the leader, there were these donations to GetUp, and basically the Liberal Party have created this registered organisations commission to, in their words, bust unions and find out if these donations were authorised under union rules. And this was all, you know, that within their right to do that, they did this, and the media were tipped off about it. And the Employment Minister for the Liberal Party, Michaela Cash, she said she didn't tip off the media, she didn't know anything about that. And then a few hours later, she had to come out to the media and say, yeah, my staff leaked this.
Oh, no.
And it looks such a bad look. It looks they've completely set this up. There's no reason necessarily to investigate these unions.
Yeah.
There's been no reason, doesn't look like yet. So, yeah. And there's a lot of photographs of the moment after she told people about this and during Senate estimates, and she just looks very embarrassed.
Do you think she knew, or she obviously had no idea and then just kind of came out and had to...
Well, it's sort of... You wonder if the staff... Because the staffer has been fired over this. You wonder if they're a scapegoat.
Yes, or,
yeah.
Oh dear, so politics is in a bit of a interesting state.
Yes, to say the least.
Something that I was very surprised to hear was that Canberra has beat out Sydney and Melbourne to be named the third best city in the world for tourists. I'm very confused. Who did this survey?
Lonely Planet did this. And they put Seville, Spain, number one, second was Detroit, and third was Canberra.
Detroit? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Each to their own, but surprising.
It is surprising. I think, you know, I mean, every year they have to find new cities to put in there. So I'm guessing that's
right. That's why. I was going to say, Melbourne, nothing beats Melbourne. Melbourne's the top.
Exactly. All the reasons they give for Canberra too, I think, are things you can find in Melbourne and better versions of. Canberra is just full of politicians, basically.
Yes, and like... buildings and offices and
yeah,
I suppose that's exciting too. Maybe they're on the up and coming. Yeah, maybe we need to keep an open mind.
Maybe.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you next week. Well, hear from you next week to hear more about what's going on there. And I suppose we'll know by then what the fate of those seven federal politicians is.
Yeah.
It'll be exciting.
Absolutely.
Cool. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.